Guys, hello and welcome back to Mommy Jojo Uncut Mojo Injection, episode 26. And I loved this episode. Andante, andante, which means slow pace. Just slow it down and take it easy. And this podcast allowed me to do just that. A lot came up in it for both of us. So I had Natalie from Nixon's Mummy, who is well known over on Instagram for her singing and dancing, sexy dancing, and just an all-round lovely girl, very, very open. And yeah, I just really enjoyed this conversation. We both share a lot, no holding back. It kind of needs to be that way for you guys to tune in and get something from it, because the more we share, more we realise that we're all actually quite similar, because we all have minds. And yeah, this conversation was really interesting to listen back to. I know for a fact you'll get something from it. So enjoy, guys. And at the end, we do some singing. So we kick off with Shallow from A Star Is Born. And oh my days, I hadn't seen the film before we sang this together. And oh, what a film, really, really got to me. I spoke on stories about it the other night, and I'm not sure how happy I am about the ending. And I've been really thinking about words again, and certain words people can say that can really trigger people when they're mentally unwell. Words are powerful, so just a very important reminder of that when you do see that film and you hear a manager say words that are just really harsh to someone that's mentally vulnerable. And the triggers are, words can be a trigger, and they're powerful. So just think before you speak and make someone worse. We all need more love and less judgment, and I can't drill that in enough. I say it pretty much every week to remind myself as well. Anyway, let's get the beautiful Natalie on and have some fun and share, overshare, to help you release that mojo. A one, two time, three time. Welcome, sexy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
So I've introduced you, and yeah, it's so nice to have, it's always nice to have you here.
I love coming here. Aww. Such a welcoming host.
Oh, well, mojo. This is what we're about, and I love the way that you are so real and raw, and you're not afraid to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And you said something to me last year or earlier this year about how you set yourself a goal for 2018, or was it 17, to make?
I think I probably had in my head, I think I made the resolution after the year had started, but I think I started doing it already. So basically my aim in 2018 was to make 18 new friends, just meet new people. Mm-hmm. I've become quite isolated after the breakdown of my marriage, and I was like, I need to get back out there and meet people and connect with different people. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people in the world.
So many.
And so many interesting stories behind each person's life that you wouldn't know unless you got to know them.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, people are freaking amazing. But there's this whole chat at the moment about finding your tribe. I don't really like the word tribe. I call it like my mojo crew.
Yeah.
You know, people, because they say you're supposed to spend like 33% of your time with people that you can help. Mm-hmm. And then the other 33% with people that can help you. This is something I heard.
Okay.
And then another 33% with like-minded people who really get you. And I thought that was quite an interesting theory. I don't know. I don't know if I fully agree with it, but I think, yeah, it's great to give back.
Yeah.
Two, it's great to learn from people that perhaps are doing what you want to do, or that have been through like a breakup or something that can help you.
Yeah.
And then I guess there's probably an overlap with the like-minded people and the people that can help you too, because you connect, because you're going,
yes,
through similar things.
And then, and you also want to maybe help each other, but maybe not help, like support.
Yes.
Help's a funny word.
Uh-huh, you're right.
Support, I think, you know, is a nicer way to put, oh, such and such has helped me. Well, actually, no, they've supported you, because actually you find that you will support them back. you know, give back to them, and you're not, you don't feel like you're helping them, you feel like you're there for them, which is a, a support network.
Because at the end of the day, who we have to help ourselves.
Yeah.
Healing comes from within, so we can get all the support, but it's a personal choice what you do with that.
Yeah.
So if you ask for someone's advice, it's your choice whether you take it. I can ask for advice and then go, actually, I don't agree with that, or I think that's a really good point, actually. But so what do you, would you say a supportive person in your life listens? What kind of, when you were at your lowest?
Okay, so I've had a few dips. I still get them now and again. But I would say, for example, this morning, I texted my friend last night and I said, oh, can you chat? And they instantly know that, like, I need to talk about something. Mm-hmm. She replied back this morning. She said, I'm so sorry, my phone, you know, was not in the room, but, you know, I can talk. So she phoned me and I said, oh, I just had a moment last night and I just needed someone just to talk me out of the hole. And I found that the only way that I can get through even 5 minutes of sort of not feeling mojo, you know, it's just to talk to someone and let them know that I'm currently at that stage, at that point, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Even if I know 5 minutes later I'll be fine, it's just that initial moment of, you've got this, you're doing amazing, like, look how far you've come.
A pep talk on
this. Yeah, almost like a pep talk, but also so that I feel that someone else knows that I'm not feeling okay. Because there's no other adults in the house and my child is sleeping, so I've got music on and maybe a lyric will strike a chord and it might just sort of pull me down back into a wee place that I don't like my head being.
Yes, right, okay.
So
I think that's a really, really good point. So just making yourself vulnerable and saying, actually, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Because I think once you start to get those thoughts, the sooner you can talk about them.
Yeah.
I remember in New Zealand, and I speak about this a lot, about my first ever anxiety attack. It could have been very easy just not to tell anyone, because some people thought it was really weird that I was wanting to go down to a basement when I was being on a pier taking photos and I just wanted to be on my own, and they were like, what is up with her? But I was just so burnt out and afraid. And that night I just said to one of the guys I was living with, I'm not okay, can I just talk? And that really helped, because if I just kept it a secret because I thought I was weird, I mean, being weird's awesome.
Yeah, being weird is amazing.
Yeah, who wants to be normal?
I love being weird. I love being weird. A bit crazy.
the best. And they make the best podcasts as well, the more, because we're all weird, but I think for the people that try and hide the fact they're weird.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, I'm totally normal. No, you're not. We're not freaking normal. We're nutters because we've got minds.
I'm completely nuts.
We're all mental.
Mental, yeah.
And it's when you can be real with people and go, actually, because it's okay. Like, I had a spat last week and I had a lot of friends and family, like, they would be like, are you okay? Because they could see I wasn't okay just from social posts.
Yeah.
This isn't like you. Are you? They were checking in to see, are you okay? And I was like, well, I'm not freaking superhuman. Do you know what I mean? I might be dubbed as queen of positivity and stuff, but I'm still going to have a day where I'm complete rag.
Yeah.
Or many days where I'm a complete rag and I can't give love and I can't be kind and I just need to either vent or be sad or sit with anger or sit with fear.
Yeah, I think being sad is a good thing if you feel it. Because trying to, like, I've just learned to not suppress the sadness. And again, that's why I talk to people. I phone someone up and I think, right, who right now do I think is going to be awake, A?
Yeah.
Or B, will completely get where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
You know, so you find certain people. And again, people feel like they can't constantly talk about their problems, but actually, you know, if one of my friends, or I have a friend that's, you know, sort of in not a great place, and I said to her, please phone me at any point, because just because I'm going through stuff or have been going through stuff doesn't mean that I don't want to be there for you, to support you with, again, just talk to me. And the quicker you talk to someone and let them know that you're not okay, and if they can sense you're not okay, then just let them know.
Yeah, because sometimes we're walking around with these masks on and people can tell, you know, if you're not giving
yourself fully, people can tell that something's up, and it's so easy to take it personally and get paranoid, like, what have I done, or why are they being really quiet, and it could be nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
And it's just saying, are you okay, or do you want to talk, or what's going on? And sometimes people don't know why they are upset.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah, that's completely, I think that's sometimes the category I fall into, and they're like, well, what is it? You're now divorced, you're doing amazing, you're in a really happy place. And I'm like, yeah, I am, but I still have moments where I dip and I can't fathom why they're there.
Yeah.
But I think it's, personally, I think I have maybe a small amount of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had that before.
Okay.
And I now understand why people sometimes go into their their own heads, and they can't understand where it's come from. And I think until the last year, I've really been able to focus on my own mental health.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't there before. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so I think sometimes it takes, not that it's a good thing to go through anxiety and stress and all the rest of it, but to be aware that you are going through that.
To sit with it.
To sit with it. And some people don't know that they're sitting with it, and that it then spirals out of control.
It can be crazy. I mean, do you ever keep a mood journal, or have you worked out? Because for me, I worked out what my triggers were. So it's like, not enough sleep is massive for me.
Okay.
If I'm not meditating, I find if I meditate at night, it puts me into a better sleep. And then I'm up early now, which is a good routine I hope to keep in. You can hold me accountable.
Yes, I will.
That would be good. Too much coffee. So I try and limit myself to one coffee a day. And I just realised I've not offered you a hot drink. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Too
That's
busy
all
dancing.
Right.
I'll get you one after. But yeah, so one coffee a day. And then, or two, if I'm going all out.
Yeah,
have a late night or something. Mm-hmm. So. What else? I hear sugar for people. I don't have loads and loads of sugar. My hubs is more addicted to sugar than me, I'd say. I'm probably more a cheese board kind of girl. Like, I like chocolate, but I would go for cheese and crackers over like a bag of Haribo and stuff. So too much sugar. What are the other key? I mean, there's so many, but I guess, well, too much social media. Too much phone use.
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Enough chat,
not enough being in the moment.
Not enough mindfulness. And going to your happy place, like for me, swimming outdoors. And I posted a picture of me in the pool, and you came to the David Lloyd outside pool.
I did, yes.
And I've got this really, I don't know if you saw, I used your picture on a blog once.
Amazing.
You,
I'm honored.
You wouldn't mind.
No,
like,
not at all.
Super hot, like diving into the pool. But I had someone contact me last week, and they said, have you ever tried wild swimming? And I said, well, the outside pool is heated at David Lloyd, so I that's probably a bit safer.
Yeah.
He said, well, would you come wild swimming? And I said, well, yeah, let's do it.
You only live once, right?
Yeah. So I was like, do I need a wetsuit? So I've not, I need to contact her to see. I think we were going to go to Portobello if you want to come. But she, I just thought, that's amazing. There's people, and apparently there's a community that go wild swimming in Scotland. Now, if you're listening to this in Australia or wherever right now, you're probably thinking, yeah, it's great, but you have the weather in Scotland, it can be absolutely Baltic.
Yeah.
But that's their happy place.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can see why, because I love swimming outside. That's my happy place, one of them.
I guess it's the same for people who go running outdoors or cycling up mountains and the side of the Pentland Hills. And, you know, that's their happy.
Their happy spot.
They're content.
Something about being outside. Do you think, so if you were to do, because I've been looking at all these like Bali retreats and stuff, because you love yoga, right? I thought you did.
I did for a while, but actually for me, I think it's too slow.
Right.
I like to feel like I'm physically burning calories. So I did do yoga for a while, but my head wasn't in it.
It's got to be.
So I don't think I found yoga as relaxing as I think a lot of other people do.
Right, okay.
But I love the principle of it.
Yeah.
I love the stretching yourself out and going into your mind, but I can't do that.
You can't get into it.
I can't get into it.
There's other ways you can stretch and meditate though.
Yeah.
Without having to sit in an hour of yoga class. Yeah. Because you're like really into weights at the moment.
Into weights, still into weights. I've been doing a bit more outdoor running. I've actually been trying a lot of different sports. So I've tried wakeboarding. Oh. I went rock climbing on Sunday. Oh. Went to Go Ape on Saturday. I went mountain biking a few months ago. I went on quite a long run, like my first really proper long run.
Wow.
And kind of like we paused like at the top of whichever Pentland Hill it was. And you can just kind of reflect back and be like, look how big the world is and look how much there is to offer. And I think if you don't use everything that you have on your doorstep or that people, that life can throw at you, then you're not living life to the full, you know.
It's so true. Like being outside, nature, like running, I absolutely love. And especially when it's in a really scenic place. But my personal thing is I'm scared to go running on my own in like woodland.
Mm-hmm.
I would go along beach and things like that. But unless it's an organised run, I struggle with that from an anxiety point of view. But I love like running and walking and being outside. And it's great with people as well because you feel a bit safer. But you can kind of have that connection too.
Yes.
But I'd say with you, and certainly on your Instagram and a lot of the dancing and stuff, like you have this rep for being a bit of a sort of Edinburgh Beyonce, you know, you look like
I love
incredible,
that.
You're glowing and you look really strong and fit. You enjoy your food. I mean, I've been out for brunch with you, I've been out for dinner with you.
Yeah, I love food. Foodies. I love food.
But you're not like, you know, restricting yourself. No. You just seem to have a good balance.
Yeah, I mean, I had chocolate for breakfast today. We'll not go into it. However, it was really tasty. I love my food. I have had bad associations with food when I was some point in between, like midst of uni. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit bulimic. I haven't really told many people that, but not for a very long period of time, but it was there. And I knew very quickly that having an unhealthy relationship with food was not good.
And was that a food addiction for a while, or was it just trying to get control over your calories?
It was a way of controlling my body, I guess.
Right, okay.
But it didn't ever get to the extreme. But I did lose weight, and it's not something that I'm, you know, extremely proud of. But, you know, and then I became happy. I found sort of a happy place. And
did anyone notice you had it?
No, I was very secret about it. I didn't tell anybody until years later.
And
you know,
what made you decide, I cannot live my life like this, I need to make a change right now?
I guess sort of eating and then making yourself unwell after it is a really bad place to be in your head. And I actually now look back and I know I had trigger foods that would set me off to do that. So I could eat some things and I would be fine.
Yeah.
And there would be other things that I'd be like, I can't have this in my body.
Was it like junk food or?
No, it was like I can't really eat baked potatoes. So if I do, I would only ever have half.
Because they're so stodgy.
Or pasta, or, you know, I eat them now, but I am still mindful that they were foods that I didn't get on with.
Right.
It's really bizarre, but I haven't really ever spoken about that too much.
Oh, it's nice to see the mojo injection came. I mean, talking about it's great because one, there'll be so many people I don't know about tune in that have it.
Yeah.
There'll be people you don't know about. So the fact that you've just openly said that is going to help so many people, and no one's going to judge you. And if they are, they've lost their mojo. So they need to come and have a chat.
And again, I think just speaking. I just have this, I wouldn't say it's a mantra, but I now go forward and I'm very honest and open with people, even if other people's opinions think, you know, for example, I have a friend who very quickly moved in with their boyfriend, or we're talking about it, and other people were like, oh my God, such and such is, you know, moved in so quickly. And it's like, yeah, but you're not in their relationship. Mm-hmm. You don't know how they are with each other, and you don't know the ins and outs and maybe why they're moving so fast in your opinion.
In your opinion. That's the key thing. You're not in the relationship.
Out. Yeah. And if they feel that after, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, 6 months, that that's the right thing for them to do, then
do it.
Do it.
Scott and I did that. We, yeah. He had, gorgeous flat. And the first night I came to see it, so we've been on our first date, and then it moved very quickly. And then the first night I came to his flat, he said to me, "I love you," and I said it too. So it had been like a couple of weeks, but we were just totally in love.
Yeah. Isn't it an amazing feeling?
Oh, we were just like, this has to happen. And I would go to the gym after work, and he'd text me, and he's like, "Where are you?" And I'd be like, "I'm training." And he was like, "Get here now." And I was like, "All right."
Okay.
And it was just like, you know, constant, like on the weekends, like lying in bed together, constantly just all over each other.
Yeah.
Just so in love, and sitting up till the wee hours of the night, and people would say, "What do you talk about?" And we were like, everything.
Yeah,
our souls are connecting, we are totally ourselves. Yeah. I could be an absolute idiot, like dancing around like a loon, and he would just join me.
Yeah.
And it was just so refreshing.
Yeah.
And it clicked.
Yeah.
And people would be like, you're moving too fast. And then I did get to the point where I thought, right, I'm finding out everything about him and his weaknesses, and he found out mine, and we had a little bit of a, is it, you realise that the person isn't perfect.
Yeah.
They could be perfect for you, but maybe they're not perfect. So it's that balance between wise men say, you know, fools rush in, and then...
I love that song.
Yeah, I love it. But, I mean, you can't help love, can you?
No.
You feel
it. You can't stop yourself falling in love.
You can't.
And it's, it's an amazing feeling.
It's the best. Oh, and I see your eyes lit up.
I know.
Recently fallen in love.
I have, yeah.
And I'm so happy for you. And I'm jealous because you're in the honeymoon, and I remember what that's like. And
I want to live in his back pocket. Is it bad?
No.
I just want him to carry me around like some sort of little Polly Pocket and just put me on his desk so I can just stare at him all day.
That is the way it should be. That is the way love.
I am not a psycho.
No. Listen, if honestly, when you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think people who say, you can't be in love already, it's like, yeah, but you've obviously not known to know to be in love.
It should be, I mean, it
should feel like the most natural thing in the world. And you should be able to, you know, have your late night cuddles in bed, and then after it you talk and you laugh and you put music on, and you just enjoy each other there and then.
Yeah, and it's not just lust, like you want to like be together constantly, and you're like, I was like a dog in heat, like just here.
Yeah.
But you just, it's that physical overwhelming, it is a bit of lust, but when it goes deeper than that, and you talk and your souls, it's like you've just woken up, like you see the world differently.
Yeah, the connection.
It's connection. When you connect, everything is effortless.
Yeah.
It's effortless. Such a precious time.
And it's funny because, you know, the feeling you're describing with Scott, the instant connection, and, you know, you say you move too fast, but that, again, that's because other people were saying that to you.
Exactly. They were saying, you're moving too fast and I don't think it's right. And I was like, fuck you, it's my business, so you little shy, you know, go away.
Get your nose out my business and let me be happy.
Yeah, just let me, you know. But in the UK especially, we are not allowed to shine too bright.
No.
We're
not allowed to shine too bright. We're not allowed to move too fast. Yeah. We're not allowed to be in our own limelight for too long.
Oh, you're way too big for your boots. Oh, piss off.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I think there's a difference between being arrogant and being like, yeah, my butt's on the bus, and a difference between being aware of your own growth.
Yeah.
And also being able to celebrate other people and go, oh, you're awesome. Like when I met you for your birthday brunch, and I was like, you girls are hot. And you were saying to your mate who just met me, oh, Jo's awesome. Like, don't be intimidated. Like, she's just like, I love her.
Yeah.
But someone had said to me, a guy, he was like, oh, I think it's fake girls that are really like, oh, you're so lovely, and girls that compliment other girls, they think it's fake. So I was saying, so you're telling me if I compliment a girl like yourself for being awesome and hot and lovely and stuff, I'm being fake. I disagree with you. Maybe some people are like that, but no, if I think someone's awesome, why shouldn't I compliment them? But I think that's because I'm happy in myself at the moment. Whereas if you're really unhappy in yourself, it's harder to compliment other people.
Yeah. Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I try and compliment someone every day.
Yeah, it's good for your mental health.
Yeah, just whether it's when I teach the kids dancing, I'm like, oh, that was amazing. And I pull them aside and I, you know, I try and give them a bit of a shit sandwich. I'm like, this was amazing. This was awesome. I loved that jump. And then I'm like, well, this bit needs a bit of work. But I was like, but overall, you are smashing it from last week or where you were.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when you said that, because there's a difference between effort, right? Yeah. Like, if you started singing and you were a horrendous singer.
I am a horrendous singer.
I don't care.
I love singing, though.
Good. Well, that's, yeah, I love that's it. What I love. Sing like
I don't care. Listening.
But I would, if you said to me, oh, Joe, like, I really enjoyed karaoke with you. I'm going to, like, start recording some music and stuff. I wouldn't be like, oh, I think you should do that. I'd be like, oh, well, I think your dancing's awesome and your singing's really fun, but I don't know about going into a recording studio and trying to sell your record. Yeah. You know, so I'm not fake. I'm just gushy.
Yeah.
So if someone is awesome at something, I'll tell them, because life's too short. And if I die tomorrow, I want them to know.
Yeah. Same with telling someone you love them.
Yeah.
Again.
Do it. I started telling the kids more lately because I had this real powerful insight. It was like, I've been on speed this year, not literally, but work's been freaking crazy, right? Yeah. First book, podcast, la la la, brand work, la la la, right? As we all are, but it hit me like, I've had these moments with the kids, but I've not been the best mum I could be. And I'm not saying, like, I talk about perfect mum in the book, there's a whole chapter on it. I'm not saying I'm ever going to be the perfect mum, but I've tried a little bit harder, just a little bit, in the sense that I'm getting up earlier, so I'm getting my work or the housework or whatever done. I'm more on top of things, so I'm giving them a bit more of me.
Yeah.
And I've noticed we've got closer, if that makes sense. Like Bonnie saying, I love you more now. I'm speaking to her more. I'm not being like, get out the door, get out the door.
Yeah.
I'm kind of being more gentle with them and myself. And I just feel like, and as a result, I've started saying to them, I love you even more. Like, I'll just be like, oh, Bonnie, I really love you. And she'll be like, oh, you too, Mum. It's just been a bit of a shift.
Yeah.
About priorities.
And it's taken you and only you to do that.
Yeah.
You know, only you.
Yeah.
You can shift that.
I don't know where it came from. I don't know. But I've just felt this overwhelming, like, chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
The past few weeks. Like, yeah, you've been busy, but you can,
what's more important?
Chill. I think as well, just life, like seeing friends pass away and stuff, and it's so sad. I just, you know, seeing, I was at a funeral recently and it was so sad, and just thinking, like, what if it was my last day? Like, who would I want to say the most? Like, I love you, I love you, I love you. Just say it.
Yeah.
Like, don't stop saying it because of your ego or you feel like a dick.
Yeah.
And I know some people, like, not kids, but I'll compliment some people that I don't know that well that I respect in the industry. Sometimes I second guess. I'm like, do they think I'm a knob because I'm happily shouting out about them? Or do they think I'm after something, like I want them to shout back about me? And actually, no, I've just, like you were saying, you're going to find 18 friends and connections. I was like, I'm going to compliment people more if I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
And I do get that voice, like, oh, they think I'm after something. And I talk about this in the book. It's like, I did a poll and it's like, see these really positive people that are all about, like, love and stuff. And 70% were like, yeah, I love it. And some were like, no, it's self-indulgent to be all, like, wanky like that. Or it's like, you're after something, it's fake, it's patronizing. You know, all these, like, cultural things that come into our heads, that we're shining too bright, we're complimenting too much, we're being fake. Oh, that comment that guy said, who I won't name, but he's like, oh yeah, it's all fake, this girl love. I'm like, no. I honestly, wholeheartedly don't think it is.
But guys are different as well. You have to remember that they're, you know, as girls, you know, we'll kiss each other on the lips or we'll hug each other. Guys are like, oh, hey man, like, how's it going?
Some do, though. I see guys that kiss guys and stuff. I do see that.
Yeah.
But probably less.
But maybe more when they've had a few drinks, maybe.
I was even a show I was watching or something, or X Factor maybe, and the guys were like kissing and high-fiving, but maybe because they're having such an intense experience, their relationship's had to bond because they're doing the biggest thing of their life.
Yeah, and the endorphins and
so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but girls are different in that respect, aren't they? You know,
I'll just call them. Yeah, I think not all girls. So I think some girls
that's very true. I think maybe you and I are just very alike in that.
Run the world, girls, go, we're lovers and we're love. Yeah, I find it fascinating though, because I know people will listen to this and be like, she's a dick.
For complimenting
people. Yeah, they'll be like, oh, put it away, love.
But some people can't take a compliment. I've really learned this last year to take a compliment. If someone says, oh, you look, you know, like my new boyfriend. He's not really new anymore. My boyfriend, I'll just put something on, like wear something. It doesn't even have to be something sexy. It can just be jeans and top. He goes, oh, you look really hot.
You look good.
You look hot. Yeah. But and then you're like, oh, thank you. And then, you know, you don't always have to give the compliment back, but it's nice to give a compliment back.
Yeah.
Or if it just comes out of nowhere. Again, like the I love you bit, you know, I think I said to him one day, I was like, oh, is it okay that I just like love you just a wee bit? And he was like, yeah, of course it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, again, that perception of, oh, if I say this to him, will he think that's too soon? But I don't care. If I feel it, I'm going to say it. If I think it, I'm going to say it.
Amazing. That's what you
don't
want.
Hold back.
I know.
Don't hold back.
Just don't hold back. Just say it. Just spread say love. It. Like,
as long as you're not going to hurt someone's feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. if it's a nice positive thing.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could again do the shit sandwich thing.
Yes. You know. I had that. I was at a meditation class last week, a Halloween one.
Ooh.
Spooky, and I did my first guided meditation class with mm-hmm. Lynette Gray, and
she's brilliant.
She's awesome. And I was like not really sure what to expect, because she's quite going to the heart space and stuff, and she took me into my heart space when she came on the podcast. So anyway, I'm there and I'm lying on this mat, and everyone's so lovely in the room, and it's about the Restoration Yard and Wellbeing Lab, and it's actually a school mum that reached out to me and said, do you want to come meditate tonight? You seem stressed.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. I just started crying, right? But everyone apparently in the room is crying. But I wasn't like, I was lying meditating, but the tears were flooding down my face.
Yeah.
And I just felt this like overwhelming, like sorry for anyone I'd ever hurt. Like anyone I'd ever said, as you say, like stirring up shit sandwiches, like thinking about what you're saying in the heat of the moment. I just felt this overwhelming, like we're all human.
Yeah.
Like we all make mistakes, and
you have a fear that someone's going to hold on to that forever and think bad of you, but they don't.
They don't. Thing is, you say, is it too late now to say sorry? Never too late to say sorry. And it really got me thinking deeply about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Because I put an apology out to some people I'd hurt. And some may not have some may be like, yeah, like, why did you put that on social media or whatever? But the people that I know and stuff, we're friends, like, we're fine. And I see people that die without forgiving.
Yeah.
And that must be so heavy to carry that.
Yeah.
Like, people won't forgive, or maybe like they have a huge fallout, and I see it all the time when people write to me about it, and it's like maybe a son or a daughter or a couple or whatever, and they just can't forgive. They can't.
One of them can and the other one can't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They can't find it in them to let it go.
And just be like, look, even if you don't want to stay friends, or mm-hmm. if it's a relationship and it's not like you can just meet up, but if you can just say, look, we did love each other, or we were friends, but we're going different ways.
Yep.
Or if you want to stay friends or whatever, and you can say, I forgive you. Like, how much healing.
Well, I actually wrote a very interesting email to someone who has hurt me the most in the whole world. And I thanked them for various things that were awesome about them, and wished them luck for their future, and said, you know, thank you for giving me this. I just wanted to say, you know, even though we are where we are,
mm-hmm.
I hope that you go on to be, you know, better. I know you will. And, you know, one day perhaps we will get to a place where we're both on the same page. Mm-hmm. I didn't get reply, mm-hmm. which is really sad, but I know that I did everything I could to let that person know that actually I'm okay, and what happened wasn't great, but I'm okay with it, because I can't carry that feeling around with me.
But you didn't get a reply, but that doesn't mean, like, that could be that that person is really taken on board, but they just don't have the words just yet. Or maybe they're processing it, because how long ago was it that you wrote that?
2 or 3 weeks.
Right, okay, so that's not been that long.
No.
To write something so personal that will have touched them in some way. Like, yeah. Even if they're angry still or whatever, that message I would think would still take them back to a happy, like if you're saying thank you for this, thank you for that.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope
think it starts the healing process.
Yeah, and I think carrying like a bitter anger around,
so bad for your
mental
health.
It's so bad. Yeah,
like that's
completely.
A mojo killer. People. Yeah, if you're listening right now and you're carrying around hatred,
yeah,
like pull a Paddington Bear and just
flip
let,
it.
Let it go.
Just let it go, because holding on to it, you're just actually hurting yourself more.
Oh, you are.
Rather than that person doesn't even know that you're so angry with them, or that you're hurting, or that you know. I'm going to talk about something really personal here, but the worst point that I've ever got to my life is I stood at the kitchen sink and I had a knife in my hand, and the pain I had inside, I was like, I don't know where to put this pain.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a physical pain.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take that knife and I wanted to hurt myself on my arm or on my leg or somewhere. But then I very quickly remembered I had a little boy asleep in his bed. And
it's horrible.
It's horrible. So I did seek a bit of counselling to find out why I felt like that.
Yeah.
And it was because the pain inside, you don't know what to do with it.
Oh, it's so hard to know what to do with
it. Yeah. So that helped. Again, talking about it. And at the time, I didn't tell anyone that that's how I felt.
Yeah.
But telling people now, that's okay, because everyone has really low points.
Oh, everyone does. And it's when you think you're on your own and you think you're weird and you think you're... I mean, the human brain is complex. We've still not figured it the hell out, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on there. And it's okay to fear our brains, because the potential our brains have for growth is phenomenal, but also the potential our brains have for pain is also phenomenal. So I think that does not shock me at all. Mm-hmm. I'm sad for you, but I'm happy to see that you've come through that.
And again, the whole, I'm going to make more friends because that's who I am. Like, I love making friends. I love meeting new people, I love finding out about them. Maybe I don't spend enough time with friends that I love, but everyone's so busy in life these days.
Everyone's so busy, you can't take it personally
either. No, not at all.
You have to just cherish the times when you're there and make sure you put your phone away. That's my new
Like, I spend weekends now with my new man, and neither of us really look at our phones. Like, they're there, but I don't spend ages on Instagram. I don't spend hours messaging other people, because I want to be there in the moment.
You want to be present. You want to be present, and it's hard, because I've been at a place in my life where I've not been present with everyone because I've just had like work on my head or things on, and it's okay to be like that sometimes if someone's going on, but I'm trying to be present with everyone I meet.
Yeah, with everyone, with everything.
I mean, it's hard in marriage, I guess, because I do have work to do still.
Yeah.
But I try and take myself out of the room to do it, so that Scott's, I'm not sitting there, because he'll naturally talk to me.
Yeah.
And then if I'm trying to still do work,
you just naturally get irritated because you're like, can you not see I'm busy? But actually, I'm just going to leave the room for half an hour, I'll get it done, and then I'll come back and be present.
Without my phone.
Yeah.
Or a screen.
Yeah.
Let's just chat, and then we'll make sure the times we do chat are really...
Do you guys play board games?
We started getting
into it. So amazing.
I love it. Dominoes,
you played Jenga?
No, not for a while.
Oof, do it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, do it. Get a pot of tea, get some little snacks.
Yes.
Start playing Jenga or Connect Four.
Yeah, Connect over Connect Four.
Oh, you Connect over Connect... Yes.
And then once you connect, your sex is better as well, or making love, whatever you want to call it. Getting jiggy with it. Na 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 na. You know, your physical
mojo
is brighter because you don't hate them. You're not like,
you don't resent them.
Yeah, hate's a strong word.
And you're not only connecting, you know, because you're chatting more, mm-hmm. you're lusting after each other more,
yeah.
you want the connection, and yeah. then you find that that all naturally goes hand in hand mm-hmm. with having a better sex life.
Yeah, it does. When you get massively, on better, yeah. you're more likely to, you know, want to get on.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you're not talking or you're not vibing, then you're like, oh, piss off.
Yeah.
I'm not up for this.
I also think making an effort with your partner mm-hmm. in bed mm-hmm. and just yeah. kind of like, even if you turn over, I'm going to give you a massage.
Yeah.
Start off with the massage and be like, where would you like massaged?
Uh-huh.
Ask them.
Where's sore or tight.
Or put them on their front and just massage their torso and their arms and just...
Sexy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oil and something oil. About... I got given an S-bar and it was like a muscle thing to try out and review. It's so nice. So Scott trains every day and he's got the most amazing muscular body, and he was so tight, and I was just lie back. I was working it.
We just loving touching him.
Oh yeah, I was just like
such really a turn on, isn't it?
Getting into his muscles.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we couldn't seal the deal then
okay.
because the kids were up and about. We have managed to get ways around it because I quite like it in the morning.
Okay.
And then by the time they got bed, like they're terrors, so knackers, you know. So certain things that you can put on the telly, we don't have a lock on the door, but we're okay. upstairs. So if you know you've got a 20-minute window, so sometimes it's either that, take the risk,
yeah.
and close the door and mm-hmm. listen out,
mm-hmm.
And be under the covers or whatever. But just knowing that you can have those shows so that you
yeah.
get your time.
And get your connection.
Get
your connection, yeah.
And it's good for you, I mean.
So important as well to, you know, when two bodies come together as one.
Mm, yeah,
and just. Really just being in tune with each other on all levels.
Yeah, and I think exercise helps with that.
Yes, definitely.
When you're more active, it increases your sex drive, mm-hmm. gives you more energy.
Yeah.
You
feel better about yourself,
oh,
so therefore you feel more attractive to the other person.
Yeah.
Even though you could look in the mirror and not physically look different, you mentally think,
mentally.
I look awesome because I've been for 4 runs this week.
Yeah, it was crazy when I had Get Honed on the podcast, Get Honed. Barry, who's an ex-athlete, lovely guy, was chatting and he was saying, even if you go to the gym and then you're feeling bad, like one gym trip, you instantly mm-hmm. feel transformed. It's
yeah.
weird, even though I look at my body and go, right, I still need to change that, we're getting there slowly, but it's like, yeah, you just feel a difference instantly. It's amazing.
Yeah,
but it's taking that, like, kicking yourself to get out the door and go for a run or do some weights or go to the pool or
but
dance
you definitely know that after it you're gonna feel awesome.
You know, it's just
yeah.
getting out, it's being organized.
Yeah.
I think exercise does make us better people and better lovers.
Yeah.
Better partners.
Because you have more confidence in yourself.
Yeah, more confidence and more energy and more compassion because you've got happier hormones, like natural happy
yeah.
hormones.
You've also had like that small amount of time on your own.
Yes.
Whether it's running or cycling or the gym or yoga or Pilates or rock climbing or anything, just...
It's doing something that you enjoy, because if you hate it, you're just going to dread it and it's going to be all the harder to go. So I would say, but also I've really been thinking about what I eat and coming back to food. Kay Adams said to me last week, she said, Jo, do you think, because it was National Vegan Day and I was chatting to BBC, and she said, do you think vegans are nicer people? And I said, well, I met a lot of lovely vegans and I don't think I could give up cheese personally, but I think being aware of what you're eating makes you a nicer person. Because
mm-hmm.
if you take time to think about what you're putting into your body and make a bit more time, I feel like a nicer person when
yeah.
I'm planning my meals.
Planning them, prepping them.
I
sitting
like,
down
I like
to
that.
Eat them as well.
Yeah, not just rushing.
Not
throwing
just...
pie in the oven and then you're like, oh, why am I doing this again? Or
yeah.
throwing pork sausages that Hubs has got on offer at the supermarket. And I'm like, no, like, can we just have more veggies? Can we try and plan out our meals this week? And
yeah.
I feel better and my mood's better.
Yeah.
Because I think what you eat really can trigger anxiety as well, or what you don't eat.
Yeah, if you're yeah definitely if you're not eating enough or not eating the right enough of the right stuff
yeah.
or if you're just always having a quick fix of food
yeah and you're not having what you should be having
yeah so therefore you're actually hungrier a lot more often, which then your moods will spike up and down.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
you're not content for that long.
Mindful cooking, I think, is something. And
I loved your mindful was it your podcast launch that we went to at Wagamama?
That was really good.
That was amazing.
More of them, and chat. I'm meeting them next week, actually. But yeah, I think it's great the work that Wagamama are doing, and it's going to be a lot bigger, like mindful cooking, mindful eating, because I've struggled with it. Two brothers, if I didn't eat quickly, my food was gone.
Yes.
So I naturally eat really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a reminder, can you just chill out? Like, stop. You're going to enjoy that meal no matter what.
Yeah.
So just, because sometimes Scott does it. If I eat slowly, then he'll pick what's on my plate. And I'm like, I'm really enjoying that.
Wow.
Stop it. He's sorry. I didn't think you were going to eat it.
I find I like pause when I eat because I talk that much.
Yeah.
So I've made like a romantic meal and then he's finished and I'm like still pretty much got a plate full because I'm doing all the talking.
But that's good. It shows that you're a good cook.
Yeah, good cook, yeah.
Which is the way to someone's heart.
Yes.
Certainly partly of the way to mine.
So is red underwear.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yes. I love red underwear. I've got a little red cami, really sexy, that I got last year, and it comes out at Christmas, and actually I've not had it out for a while, but Scott likes it. But
pull it out this weekend.
Oh, I know.
Just pull it out. Surprise. With the massage oil. Your wee red number.
Yeah, I think we need to do that this weekend.
You do not need to keep that for Christmas.
Yes.
And it makes you feel sexy.
I do like
it. So there's your connection again.
Yeah, because I was saying, oh, we need to get a fire. We're still in negotiation which fire we're getting. I could just crank the heating up and put some candles on. It's just excuses, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's excuses in your head. So it's just being mindful, right? This is what we need to do. Oh, goodness. So we've pretty much gone to our normal time and the time's just flown in. Is there anything else you want to chat about before we sing?
We had a wee chat before we started chatting and...
Yeah.
I can't remember. Oh, we're talking about Instagram, weren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Instagram... Just again, back to just making new friends. And I know it's actually a really hard subject for a lot of grown-ups.
Mm-hmm.
They don't find it easy.
Yeah.
But you'll find that a lot of people are really friendly
yeah.
if you give them a chance.
It's a really nice community, isn't it?
Yeah.
It can be.
There are pitfalls. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I found, like, I've made a few amazing friends on Instagram. You obviously being... one of them, but we have other connections, don't we? We live in a really, really small
we do
village.
But I know, I think as well, like, because we don't all have to like the same things, and you can find, like, if you search for hashtags. Do you use hashtags actually?
I do, but I'm not really sure how they work. I feel like my posts are bare without them.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I don't put hashtags.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm not, you know,
hashtagging the hell out of everything.
I'm not a blogger either. So I'm not trying to sort of promote myself in any way.
Yeah.
I'm just genuinely trying to just make other people happier.
Yeah.
So Cara and I have got a few things lined up for our mum offs.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see.
You're going to be in one of them.
Yeah, I love a mum off.
We love them.
I just absolutely, yeah, I'm going to love getting involved with that. It's right on my street.
Good. Because some people think it's, again, you're, you know, or the perception of, oh, I think you're nuts. But actually, the amount of people that have come up and said, oh my God, I love what you're doing. I love your videos.
It's the fact that they're just fun. You're not taking yourself too seriously. Like,
yeah.
You're like, yeah, like, this is what life's about. Yeah. Just having a bit of banter.
Banter.
Let's not.
Have some fun.
Yeah, like, get over yourself. Chill.
Don't be boring. Just who cares what people think about
who
you?
Who cares? Honestly, the older you get, the more you're going to, the less you're going to care.
Yeah.
So just... Join the mojo train.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm on it. Choo-choo, baby.
Woo-hoo. Well, on that note, I think we should dance about and sing.
Okay.
Now, what song did you want to do,
babe? Oh, man. It's a tricky one. Tricky. What did we...
Well, you were saying you love the new film, A Star Is
Born.
Oh,
I love it.
What are the songs?
So there's one... Like, there's a few of them. I love them all. I would just sing to all of them. This is why I wake up every morning with a really hoarse voice.
Oh, right. I'm going to stick one on and we'll just play around.
Okay.
And let's just release that mojo after all this deep, amazing chat.
Something, girl. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Is there something else you're searching for? I'm falling.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself.
Tune.
Oh, that's beautiful. All about connection, baby.
Oh, baby, I'm feeling it.
Tell me something, boy. Aren't you trying to fill that void? Or do you need more? Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore? I'm falling. In all the good times I find myself longing for change. And in the bad times I fear myself. I'm off the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground. Crash to the surface where they can't hurt me. Fall from the shallow now. In the shallow. In the shallow, in the shallow, we fall from the shallow now. Whoa, whoa, oh, oh. Whoa.
Feeling love, I'm feeling you. It's the sexiest song.
Do you need to put your red underwear on?
Yeah, I'll try and seduce some. You need to play this with your man.
Okay.
Take it easy with me, please. Touch me gently like a summer evening breeze. Take your time, make it slow. Andante, andante, just let the feeling go. Make your fingers soft and light. Let your body be the velvet of the night. Touch my soul, you know how. Andante, andante, go slowly with me now. I'm your song. Let me
make me strong. Play me sick, make me sound. Undante, undante, tread lightly on my ground. Undante, undante, oh please don't let me down.
Sexy, isn't it?
Very sexy.
I can see you dance around.
With some heels on.
Yeah, definitely.
And nice red underwear.
Yeah.
There's a shimmer in your eyes, like the feeling of a thousand butterflies. Please don't talk, go on, play. Andante, andante, and watch me float away. I'm your music, I'm your heart song. Let me time and time again and make me strong. Make me sing, make me sound. Andante, andante, tread lightly on the ground. Undante, undante, oh please don't let me down. Undante, undante, oh please don't let me down.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.